Today we're diving into a really fun beginner workflow in Ableton Live 12, taking a hot pants break and turning it into a wide, emotional break roll for jungle and old-school DNB, with that sunrise set feeling. So the vibe here is not just speed, we're not simply making the break faster and calling it a day, we want it to feel alive, rolling, spacious, and still tight enough to hit properly on a club system. Think early morning energy, the kind of moment where the dance floor is still moving, but the whole track feels like it's opening up with the light. First, let's get the source break into Ableton. Create a new audio track or MIDI track and drag in your hot pants break sample. If it's an audio clip, turn warp on and choose beats mode if it's a loop. Start by setting the preserve value to 1/16 or 1/8, depending on how the break was recorded. Then get your tempo into the classic range, somewhere around 165 to 174 BPM if you want proper jungle and DNB energy, or a little slower, around 160 to 168, if you want more of that emotional sunrise drift. And here's a really important teacher tip right away. If your break is old, crunchy, and a bit dusty, don't overclean it. That grit is part of the character. A lot of the magic in old-school DNB comes from that slightly raw texture. Now, for beginner workflow, the easiest move is to slice the break. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing options, use transient slicing so Ableton catches the natural drum hits. You can let Ableton use Simpler for the sliced instrument, which keeps things simple and very workable. Once the break is sliced, don't jump straight into effects. First, build the groove. This is where a lot of beginners rush, but the rhythm has to feel right before the widening and reverb can do their job. Start with a basic one-bar pattern that respects the original break. Keep the kick and snare backbone strong. Then add ghost hits in between the main snare hits. Use a few 1/16 note repetitions on light hats or tiny break fragments. Leave some space too. That breathing room is really important. If every moment is filled, the roll stops feeling emotional and starts feeling busy. When you're placing the MIDI notes, use the draw tool in the MIDI editor to speed things up. Then vary the velocity. This is a huge part of the feel. Repeated notes with the same velocity will sound robotic very quickly. A good starting point is something like this. Your main snare around 110 to 127 velocity, ghost snares or rim hits around 35 to 85, and hatter top fragments somewhere between 40 and 100. You're trying to make the pattern feel human and alive, not like a grid machine. Now let's build the actual roll. A DNB break roll usually comes from density increasing over time. So one simple way to do this is to duplicate your break over 2 or 4 bars, then make each later section more active. Try this shape. The first bar or two feels loose and spacious. Then the third bar starts adding more ghost notes. By the fourth bar, the roll gets denser, with a small fill leading into the next phrase. You can use 1/16 notes first, then add little 1/32 bursts only at the end of the phrase. That keeps the energy climbing without making the whole thing too frantic. This is one of the big emotional tricks in Sunrise Jungle. The break feels like it's waking up. Now, let's talk about width. This is where the deep dive really happens. The big beginner mistake is widening everything at once. If you widen the kick, the snare, and the low mids too much, the whole thing gets weak and blurry. On big systems, that can really kill the impact. So instead, think in layers. Keep your center layer for punch. That means kick, snare, and the main body of the break stay focused and relatively mono. Then create a wide layer for the hats, shuffles, tiny fragments, reverses, and atmospheric pieces. That way, the groove stays solid in the middle, and the movement lives out wide. On the wide layer track, you can build a really useful stock Ableton chain. Start with EQ8. High pass the layer somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so the low end stays out of the sides. That step alone helps avoid phase issues and keeps the kick and snare strong. Next, add drum bus. Use a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Add a touch of crunch if needed, but don't go overboard. For this layer, the boom section is usually better left off. You want presence and texture, not extra low end weight. After that, try chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle, just enough to add movement and stereo interest. If it starts sounding fake or seasick, back it off. Then use utility to widen the layer, maybe around 120 to 160%. Again, this is a small move, not a free-for-all. If the sound gets blurry, reduce the width immediately. You can also add a small amount of reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it short, around 0.3 to 0.9 seconds of decay, with a little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. If needed, high pass the reverb return so the space stays clean. And if you want a little more atmosphere, a short echo can work beautifully on tiny slices or reversed bits. Keep the delay filtered and low feedback, so it adds shimmer rather than clutter. Here's another important point. Do not overwiden the core drum elements. The kick and main snare should still feel like they're coming from the center. That's what keeps the track punchy on club systems. Next, let's use return tracks for atmosphere. A Sunrise DNB section often feels huge because of space, not just because of stereo width. So create a couple of sends. One return can be a short ambience return, using hybrid reverb with a small room or plate sound. Keep the decay around half a second to maybe a little over 1 second. Low cut the return around 200 Hz, and high cut it somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz if needed. A second return can be an echo wash using echo sync to something like 1/8 or 3/16. Keep feedback low and filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums instead of taking over. Then send just the break fragments, ghost hits, and fills into those returns. That creates that floating, early morning feeling without turning the groove into soup. Now we get to the part that really sells the emotion. Automation. Sunrise energy is basically movement over time. So automate the space and width to make the loop feel like it's opening up. For example, you can start with a dry, tight pattern for the first couple of bars. Then gradually increase the reverb send on chopped hats or little fragments in the second half. You can also open the width a little more in the buildup, or slowly raise the high pass filter on the atmosphere layers so they get brighter and lighter as the phrase develops. Another nice move is to slightly increase drum bus drive over time, just a touch, enough to create tension and lift, but not so much that the drums get crushed. A simple emotional automation arc might look like this. Bars 1 and 2 are dry and tight. Bars 3 and 4 bring in more reverb and a bit more width. And the final half bar gives you a fill and a little extra shimmer before the next section lands. That kind of movement makes the break feel like it's opening with the sunrise. Let's add a classic old school fill too, because that's part of the vibe. Every 4 or 8 bars, add something short and purposeful. A snare drag works great. A tiny reverse break slice can be very effective. A quick snare flam or a little tom or rim accent can also give you that proper rave transition feel. If you're working with audio, duplicate the last beat of the bar, slice a small fragment, reverse one copy, and tuck it in before the next accent. If it's just a top layer, you can pan it a little left or right to make the fill feel wider without losing the center punch. Keep the fills short. Old school DNB works best when the groove keeps moving forward. Now let's think about arranging this like a sunrise section. A really practical structure is an 8-bar phrase. In bars 1 and 2, keep the break relatively dry with low atmosphere. In bars 3 and 4, add ghost notes and subtle wide tops. In bars 5 and 6, increase the roll density and bring in the delay return a bit more. Then in bars 7 and 8, lift the whole thing with automation, a fill, and a little extra shimmer on the top layer. You can repeat that structure with small changes each time. That's how you keep the listener interested, while still staying in the same emotional lane. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make everything wide. Keep the low end and the main snare centered. That's the foundation. Second, don't drown the break in reverb. Too much reverb turns a tight roll into a blur. Short decay times and filtered returns are your friend. Third, don't overcompress the break. Heavy compression can kill the swing and flatten the transient detail. Fourth, don't ignore velocity. A roll where every note is the same velocity sounds fake instantly. Fifth, don't forget contrast. If the break is always busy, it stops feeling emotional. Bass matters as much as density. And sixth, always check mono early. A wide layer can sound huge in stereo and then fall apart in mono. Use utility to test that, and make sure the groove still works when the sides disappear. If you want a slightly darker or heavier direction, there are a few nice extras you can try. Keep the wide layer more filtered, and make the top fragments a little more aggressive with distortion or saturation. Add ghost snares with a stronger transient layer in a rim shot or a metallic hit under the roll. You can also use redux subtly for a bit of grime and aliasing. The rule is the same, keep the center break solid and make the tops nasty and wide. A few more sound design ideas can make the whole thing feel richer. You can layer a very soft bed underneath, like vinyl noise, tape hiss, room tone, or even rain and wind textures. That can make the sunrise section feel more immersive and emotional. Try saturation in stages instead of all at once. A little on the slice instrument, and a little more on the drum bus often sounds better than one heavy saturator doing everything. Also, if the wide layer feels too bright, make it slightly darker than the center. That way, the main brake stays in charge, and the stereo sighs just to add motion and atmosphere. Here's a really useful practice challenge. Build a 4-bar hot pants brake roll that opens up emotionally. Load the brake, slice it to MIDI, make bar 1 simple, bar 2 a little more active, bar 3 denser, and bar 4 a fill plus a final burst. Then create a second layer for the wide tops, high pass it around 200 hc, add a little chorus ensemble, and widen it with utility to around 130%. Send small amounts to reverb and echo, automate the reverb send up in the final bar, and then listen both in stereo and in mono. Ask yourself, does the groove still hit? Does the roll feel like it builds? Are the wide layers exciting without getting muddy? Does it feel like sunrise emotion? Not just random drum chaos. If you can answer yes to those questions, you're on the right track.